You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined with the lads from Kian, Connor and Zed. How are you guys going?
Good.
Very good. Thank you.
Lovely. And we're here to talk about your EP that released a couple of weeks ago on the 14th of November called The Book of Atara. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
How's it been? How has it been to have it out?
I think we're all the most stoked we've been on a release so far. I think that's fair to say.
That's pretty sick. How's the reception been? What have you been hearing back about it?
So both Zed and I just finished uni and we're like, you know, trying to find work, trying to find all this. So we have been a little lackluster in that department. But in a couple of weeks, we'll do some more promo and I think it'll pick up.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed for you. Tell us a little bit about the story behind the EP. Like, I was reading about it and it has like kind of an overarching concept that kind of ties it all together. Do you guys want to talk a little bit to that?
So I wrote a big old like short story before kind of writing the lyrics to this EP. And it's all very, very hectic and complex. And I hope to get like a short story out at some point. But basically, set in the future, there's another plague, a much more dangerous one than COVID, that comes around, and people are like, okay, we need to isolate. And some scientists come together and they're like, let's just create this, you know, futuristic village and see how well people do in small groups without technology, basically living to survive. And that's kind of like the basis for the concept. And then we're just kind of following a villager through a bunch of misunderstandings and a lot of kind of jinxes from the people who are the scientists watching over them, kind of trying to help them, but in turn destroying them in the end.
Cool. That's sick. Yes. And you turn that into an EP, which is super sick.
A cheeky little metalcore EP.
What inspiration did you draw for this EP? Like, were there any particular artists you were listening to, or like, obviously you said you wrote the story, which is big inspiration for it, but like anything else that you kind of like see going on that really like influenced this EP in particular?
Definitely band-wise, Era was a huge influence. Periphery was a huge influence. Basically, our goal was to make something that felt like modern metal, but still had a lot of our personality and our character in it. Which is like super evident in the mixing and the composing. Like, it's never completely standard for like a popular metal song. We definitely tried to really put our own character into every bit of the EP.
Cool. Yeah, that's sick. What was the writing process like? How did it come to be in the writing?
Yeah, so the way we kind of attack our songwriting process, it's mainly each member taking a song in their stride and then bringing it to the band for us to kind of like either tweak or just learn in general.
Right.
I think the first couple of songs started with Connor and our other members, Dylan and Navar, kind of took it in their stride to make their own sort of style song that would fit well with the EP. So it definitely started in Connor's crazy mind with this like story-based EP, but then it kind of came together with like all of us sharing an equal collaboration on this EP. And I think it's the first time that we've like all collaborated equally on a project. Cool. And that's been the most exciting thing about this project, is that we've all had word and we've all got it in at the same time, and it's just come out as this good project.
That's really sick. How did you guys record it? Like, how was it? Did you guys record it yourselves, or did you go somewhere else and have help from a producer?
So everything in this EP was recorded at Massey.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're students there. And we also record, produce, mix, not master, all our stuff. So basically all done at Massey or at my place with headphones and a computer.
Sick.
very, very indie style.
Sick. That's what. Yeah. Yo, nice. Do you guys have a favorite song off of the EP?
Ooh. I think my favorite on the EP is Ankh. Yeah. I just love the, it's just the perfect opening in my opinion, and we've done well with like having it like kind of like drag in, and then also just a massive punch in the face with this big riff. Whoa. So I think for me that's the favorite of the EP. Mm-hmm. Connor?
I'm gonna have to go with Satellite. So we're kind of bookending the EP
the
here.
The closer, yeah.
Yeah, Zed's got the intro, I've got the outro track. And I think it's just such a good finisher. The end kind of clean bit is just like super, I don't know, melancholic, or just, it just feels like a relief at the end of this insanely kind of dark and chaotic EP. And there are some fun breakdowns in that song. I like these breakdowns.
Yep.
It's kind of funny that you both picked the start and the end of the album. But yeah. Crazy. Have you got any plans for the new year for Cairn? Anything else on the horizon? Or are you working on any other projects at the moment?
So basically, we're in a bit of a weird position because our bass player has gone to Christchurch.
True.
And Navar, our lead guitarist, is going to study at Pommy. Zed and I are here kind of holding the fort.
Nice.
Basically, our goals is to really smash out social media promotion and get on some gigs that it's viable to fly both the dudes out and play gigs as a team. We've done it before as, you know, one missing member, but two is just...
I think also we have plans recording wise. We've got a lot of songs sitting in the backlog with our time, so we're hoping to get an album out. So we're hoping to have our debut album out at some stage. There's no like time for that at the moment, but there are heaps of songs ready for the album, so that'll be a sick project to manage when we get a roll on that.
Yeah, that sounds super, super sick. I guess, this is your first proper big body of work that you've put out. So it's super tough to hear that you guys have got more stuff in the works on the horizon.
Yeah. Personally, I'm scared, personally, because the Book of Atara and here's like triple the songs.
Yeah.
So we'll
I think it'll be long for you in the mixing process for sure, because I can admit, I remember how insane you were driven with the mixing of this EP, so I can't even imagine what an album would be like for you.
Honestly, like maybe we'll make enough money to pay someone to do it.
True.
That's the end goal.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Anyway, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up here?
Make sure to follow us on Cairn Official, cairnofficial.nz. Wait, no, what is it, Enzo? Sorry, Zed?
It's Cairn Official NZ, one word.
There we go.
On
Instagram. That's one.
Follow that if you want to know more about the upcoming album, any gigs that we're playing, and a little bit more release promo for this EP. And just check out the EP on Spotify. Tell us what you think.
And go support us on Bandcamp, because then we receive the profits, and that's important for us to
Love Bandcamp.
Money.
Yes.
Exactly,
Anyway, thanks for coming on, guys. We got
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.